This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
I love that you are here, guys. Thank you. Thank you for, we're having a little bit of computer issues. Welcome back to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, did you guys hear about this? This is crazy. More than 70 people overdose from synthetic marijuana in Connecticut, with at least 52 of them at or near one of the city parks. Most of the overdoses happened late Wednesday, or throughout the day on Wednesday, at New Haven Green. It's a downtown park near Yale University. Bystanders just watched this happen. I mean, they were watching in horror going, what is going on? One bystander said, we have a guy laid out on the alleyway, unresponsive, eyes wide open. He is out cold. Lieutenant Ernest Jones, an emergency medical technician from the New Haven Fire Department, told the Register he's had his job for 5 years and never had such an abnormal day at work. He said this was particularly odd, rare occasion where there was call after call for man down, obviously with symptoms of some kind of an overdose. And at the time of getting the patient packaged and transferred to the hospital, we see another immediately fall down right there. At that point, we'd go and help that patient. While helping that patient, another person went down. So it became a domino effect. Now, thank heavens we are being told that nobody has died. According to CBS News, they say six victims were near death. The Office of Emergency Management in New Haven is still fielding calls. And they think that the number of victims could increase. An official of the city said earlier there were a total of 25 overdoses over a three-hour span, and that some overdoses were in multiples of 4 to 6 at a time. All of those overdoses were in the area of the New Haven Green. They say testing from the Federal Drug Enforcement Administration revealed that the drug in question was K2. That's synthetic spice, it's like a synthetic drug that induces a marijuana-like effect. Now, the DEA also says there were no additives in the K2. CBS affiliate WFSB-TV reports that the Department of Public Health delivered 50 doses of Narcan. I apologize, my phone's going off. Now, Narcan is what we administer if we think you overdosed on narcotics. And they have to replenish a supply that these first responders used in the last 24 hours in New Haven. So what had happened is when people were dropping, you assume it's a narcotic overdose until proven otherwise, especially when you have a big cluster such as that with all these people. Now, the station adds that 3 arrests have been made. The identities of these people were not immediately released. Rick Fontana, the city director of emergency operations, said that the city's 911 center started receiving calls about after 8 a.m. of possible overdoses in the park. And responding personnel found these people vomiting, hallucinating, shallow breathing, semi-conscious, unconscious. Some of them, their blood pressure spiked. 2 individuals had life-threatening symptoms. The others had non-life-threatening symptoms, and then we found out that as more progressed, we had more that were near death. Sandy Bojuki, EMS medical director of New Haven, said they heard from people on the green Wednesday morning that whatever was consumed potentially contained PCP, and that some of the reactions of the patients in the emergency department, such as an opioid, was involved. Now, how old were these patients? All ages. And so they gave the anti-overdose, the Narcan, to some of these patients. Didn't work, obviously, if they weren't on narcotics. And seeing a bunch of people in one park at the same time overdose. So they were probably sitting there, and they all, took it, and then they just went through their unfortunate reaction to it. So Connecticut Governor Daniel Malloy released a statement Wednesday highlighting the, quote, very real and serious threat that illicit street drugs pose to the health of individuals. Imagine these kids out there watching. They say the substance by these overdoses is highly dangerous, must be avoided. The State Department of Public Health and Department of Mental Health and Addiction Services have been assisting New Haven officials throughout the day. I have spoken with Mayor Harp and assured her that the state remains committed and ready to assist their response efforts where needed. Now, the mayor, Tony Harp, said today's New Haven was on the front lines of a coast-to-coast struggle, which is true. We have been seeing issues with spice now for a while. She says, New Haven was on the front lines of a coast-to-coast struggle to combat the public health menace of illicit distribution and use of what appears to be tainted street drugs. I'm extremely grateful for the timely and effective work of first responders who help provide transport and save these victims. I'm also grateful for the State Department of Public Health for its quick response and our request for additional doses of Narcan, the antidote administered to several of those affected. Okay, so a few things going on. They had to give a bunch of Narcan, which I'm hearing in some areas is in short supply. They had to give a bunch of Narcan to these people who didn't need it, but they didn't know because these guys were dropping in front of them. So now, if there is somebody having an opioid overdose, we may not have Narcan available for them. So that's one cluster. The other question that I think some people have is, if marijuana is becoming legalized, why do we have to have synthetic marijuana? Why do we need the K2? This K2 is a lot stronger than synthetic marijuana. And it makes people do wacky things. Marijuana is not supposed to make you hallucinate, rip off your clothes, get combative. It's not supposed to overdose you like this, but people are going for stronger and stronger. So somebody could say, well, we need to promote more legalization of marijuana. Well, that's fine, but we already have legalized marijuana. That's not slowing down people wanting spice or K2. Once you start smoking marijuana, you get kind of tolerant to it. You want something fancier. Something a little stronger. So we talk about a lot, long and hard, should drugs just be legalized? I don't see that helping the situation. I was for legalization of marijuana to give our police officers a break so they could spend time, you know, on the bad guys and girls, you know, and not waste time on marijuana possessions. But you legalize drugs, people still want stronger stuff. 1-877 Doc Valley. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customer. It works for me. Returned to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just 2 bottles, a 4-month supply. I take Extendivite 3 times a day, every day. I think the supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime, and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Dolly, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so what is going on with this whole Mayo Clinic child kidnapping? I heard about this before the story broke. Where Mayo Clinic, by the way, had made the top ranking the other day in top hospital ranking. So, I mean, Mayo Clinic in Rochester and in Arizona, phenomenal facility. I'm a huge fan. But I had heard a few days ago that there was a kidnapping. And let me kind of walk you through what happened here, okay? CNN had published a series that I believe it published this week called Escape from the Mayo Clinic. I was kind of surprised by this. And about parents who allegedly had to help their teenage daughter break out from the hospital. You know, like break out of jail. Because they were unhappy with the care being provided. Now, I guess this all stemmed from a teenager, Alyssa Gilderhus, who suffered a ruptured brain aneurysm on Christmas morning 2016. She needed emergency surgery, but eventually, I guess, grew tired of Mayo Clinic's rehab facilities. CNN reported that the mother of the teenager was kicked out of the Mayo Clinic by a physician after she repeatedly complained about the hospital. The report claims that Gilderhus' family was eventually barred from staying there overnight, and that the hospital wanted to gain guardianship of the Minnesota teen, and that requests to switch infirmaries were ignored. So the family had to break her out of the Mayo Clinic after duping the hospital officials. It was a prison-style escape that was captured on video by Gilderhus' family. And CNN, reported the story, broke the story. Mayo Clinic's a little ticked. They say that the story was inaccurate and irresponsible. They say the CNN story is inaccurate, incomplete, and irresponsible. Now, usually CNN, and I get we have issues with the media. I was surprised CNN would report something kind of a little of this tabloid nature, but I guess, media's changed. CNN used to be, okay, just give us the news. You know, what's going on? Where's the fire? What's happening with the Hawaii volcano? What's happening with the air quality? What's going on with the economy? What's going on with Congress? I mean, just give us the news. Now there's commentary and shows and famous anchors, and in every movie now you see Wolf Blitzer, and so it's becoming very, very sensationalized. Mayo Clinic, on the other hand, Mayo Clinic, how are they getting involved in this, and kid kidnapping, and whatever the story is? So CNN says that safety is the top priority, is the forefront of the care we deliver to each patient. We are unwavering in our dedication to do what's best for every patient every time. This patient's case is no exception. Following a thorough and careful review of the care in question, we have determined that the version of events provided by certain family members to CNN are not supported by the facts, nor do they track with the direct observations of numerous other providers on the patient's care team. The Mayo Clinic said it conducted an internal review that determined that the care's team's action were true to Mayo Clinic's primary value of the patient's needs comes first. So, I guess, what happened? Alyssa and members of her family gave all these records and medical records and information, okay, to report this story to CNN. And I guess the child was under care. And there was an issue between the parents and the staff. And we're being told that some of it stemmed from pain medications. And these repeated disputes between the patient's family, especially her mother and Mayo Clinic staff, got to the point where Mayo had to bar the mother from entering the room or going on the property. Mayo said it banned the mother after escalating disruptive and aggressive behavior that interfered with care of her daughter, and resulted in multiple staff members reporting fear for their safety. Mayo says CNN disregarded and did not investigate key facts that Mayo provided, including allegations that the mother abused the patient. Mayo had reported the abusive mother situation to county officials. In an interview Wednesday, Dr. Michael Harper, who's the executive dean for practice of Mayo, said the hospital had grave concerns about the family's ability to care for the woman. Now, what's interesting, though, is the child was 18 years old, though. But having a brain aneurysm, the child still needs to be cared for by somebody. They say, I'm absolutely convinced a male handled the situation in the best possible way for the meeting of the needs of the patient. So Mayo told NPR News that it told CNN of its concerns about the mother during a three-hour off-camera meeting. Specifically, the hospital said they were worried that the mother was, quote, unwilling to learn how to care for her daughter once she was released from Mayo, resisted the doctor's advice that the teen be taken off opioids, was physically aggressive with Mayo staff. All those factors played into the decision to block the mother from Mayo's campus. And then, because they had to banish her, they had to seek outside guardianship for the patient to make medical decisions on her behalf after a major surgery because she was a vulnerable adult who could not make her own decisions. So this is one of those situations where, oh my gosh, what a dilemma. So, despite the allegations for abuse, NPR News found no evidence that anyone had been charged criminally in the case. Now, they're not naming the patient to protect her and the children, but I guess we're hearing the names already. This Gilderhus child, 20 years old, has graduated from high school. She's going to be a freshman at Southwest Minnesota State University. Originally, she was only given a 2% chance of surviving. So we have Mayo Clinic that has helped the girl who could have died live. But we have a mom who was probably beside herself, banished from the hospital. We have a lot of breakdown. Now, last month, the Martin County judge issued an order removing the Mayo patient's five younger half-siblings from her mother's care, according to a court filing. There was neglect, physical, and emotional abuse. The court records also show that the mother tested positive for methamphetamines and amphetamines in late July when county officials visited her home in Sherburn to investigate child abuse reports. At the time, the children were removed from her care, placed in the care of her father. So this was a mother who lost her other children due to reports of neglect, physical, and emotional abuse. Did Mayo Clinic then do the right thing? The father and the mother have been now separated. The father said he never saw the mom harm the oldest daughter, and that was the one who was the Mayo patient. But this puts hospitals in a very precarious position. The hospital needs to protect the patient. Many parents fear that their child will hurt themselves, and they're going to bring the child who hurt themselves, like falling out of a tree, to the hospital, and the hospital will take the child away. We don't want parents scared to bring their children into an emergency room or medical center. If a child needs to be seen, bring them in. But there's a lot of parents out there that fear they're going to be accused of abuse, accused of assault, whether it be appropriately so or not appropriately so, and these kids don't get the care they need. That's a problem. As a doctor, I am required by law to report any signs of abuse, and I agree with that. If I have a child and I think they were abused, yeah, I want to report it. But you have parents out there going, well, no. I mean, you know, the kid fell down. Am I going to be accused of causing those bruises or accused of not watching my child properly? Maybe I should just take care of the child on my own. I don't know what the answer is. So in this particular case, I'm a little surprised that CNN would publish a story on this. And then we come to find out, well, you know, Mayo Clinic had all these protocols that they followed. So I don't know what happened, but it's obviously making headlines. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
USA Radio News.
Aretha Franklin, the Queen of Soul, died today at her home in Detroit, Michigan from advanced pancreatic cancer. Sarah Dash is a member of LaBelle and says how people should remember Franklin.
As a child of God, as one who had the best voice ever in the world, she reigned in her vocal ability. She could make you cry. She could make you laugh. It takes a very special talent to be to have that ability.
A Colorado man has been arrested after confessing to killing his pregnant wife and two daughters, authorities say, after previously telling the media a couple days back how upsetting it was to be alone in his normally bustling house after they vanished earlier this week. Chris Watts was taken into custody on Wednesday and charged with three counts of murder today. Watts reportedly confessed to the murders just after giving a tearful plea for his family to return home safely. This is USA Radio News.
Right now at Kohl's, get your family back to school ready with an extra 15% off. Young Men's Urban Pipeline Denim is just $21.24. Family tees start at only $6.80. And save on cube storage units, starting at $46.74. Plus, everyone gets Kohl's cash. Get ready for back to school at Kohl's. Select styles. 15% offer valid August 3rd through 12th with promo code SCHOOL15. Some exclusions apply. See store or kohls.com for details.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty. Maybe,
all right. Maybe. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, opioid overdoses, now the number has killed a record 72,000 Americans, according to the CDC. Drug overdose deaths increased by 6.6%. And what's the latest killer? Is it Vicodin? Is it Percocet? Is it Tramadol? No. It's fentanyl. 2017, more than 72,000 people in the U.S. died of opioid overdoses. Excuse me, eclipsing last year's number of 64,000. That's according to the CDC. And the U.S. is scrambling right now to get a handle on the misuse of these illicit street drugs like heroin, illicitly obtained fentanyl, as well as prescription. Now, Congress has passed a slew of bills. I don't see a lot of these bills helping. I see a lot of states try to pinch doctors and their prescribing patterns. And we are being reported that the number of prescriptions doctors are writing is going down. They've been going down for a couple years now. But the deaths are rising. Well, duh. We predicted that. People weren't dying of Vicodin. They were dying of heroin and fentanyl. Those are, you know, being obtained not by proper channels. Although, we may see the fruits of government's labors years from now. Maybe less people will get addicted to these prescriptions because they're not getting Vicodin and Lortab or Percocet as easily. But I feared that we would see a push and a rise in illegal drugs, or not illegal, in opioid and overdose deaths because of the panic. We talked about this, but I'll finish with this story first. They say rising overdose deaths are fueled primarily by powerful synthetic opioids like fentanyl, according to Daily Mail, which may turn to after building tolerance to prescription drugs and heroin. They say the opioid crisis continues to account for more than 1.5% of American deaths, more than the 1% killed in the Vietnam War back in 1968. They say, meanwhile, doctors in the U.S. are continuing to write opioid prescriptions. We are seeing them write less. They say we are seeing epidemics. I'm also seeing an epidemic of benzodiazepine prescriptions. And they say that every day, well, this was the number 2016. Every day, 116 Americans died of opioid-related causes. The CDC estimates suggest that there were many more fatalities daily in 2017. So maybe we're looking at close to 150 people died each day. We don't have final data yet. But they did say there's a 6.6% increase. All areas of the U.S. are affected. Anywhere from West Virginia to Alaska to California. Nebraska saw the greatest increase in opioid overdose deaths. They say the latest data does offer some hope because 13 states did have declines. Some of these states, including Mississippi, Utah, Oklahoma, Vermont, New Mexico, and Wyoming, did see a drop. Now, the 21st Century Cures Act, passed under former President Obama in 2016, distributed $4.8 billion in opioid-related grants across the nation in 2018. States have claimed that they have intensified their prescription drug monitoring programs, but a study published earlier this month revealed a disheartening stagnation over the last 10 years. Some studies are saying doctors are still prescribing just as many addictive drugs. Well, okay, can we talk about this? Guys, for those of you in pain, after Obama made his act, after Congress decided to pass what they wanted to pass, did your pain miraculously go away? Did you all of a sudden go, no, I'm good. Look at that. No more back pain. No more spinal stenosis. No more diabetic neuropathy. Woo-hoo. Thank you, Obama. Did that happen to you? No, it didn't. You still had pain. You could legislate till the hogs come home. If a person has pain, they have pain. Now, pain could be perceived. Pain could be subjective. Somebody could talk to me about a headache and a migraine, and then all of a sudden I get one. It could be psychologically induced. It could be projected onto me. Pain doesn't necessarily always have to have an objective, hardcore, physical cause. And that's something we need to address. I'm not hearing anybody talk about that. They're like, oh, let's punish the doctors. Doctors are bad guys. Let's rip their licenses out from under them. If somebody has pain and they go to Dr. Dahlia, and Dr. Dahlia has either closed her practice because she can't do what she wants to do, she can't prescribe medicine that you need, you're going to try to find another doctor that could give you what you need. And if that doctor says no, And if that doctor says, nope, I'm sorry, I don't write prescriptions anymore, pain meds anymore, that pain starts getting worse. Maybe you go through withdrawal from your pain medication. Maybe that pain starts to get so unbearable, you'll do anything to stop that pain. And if your neighbor has some fentanyl and will sell you a few pills, you will probably shell out the money. But that's illegal. If you're in pain, you don't give a damn. You're hurting. These people are being pushed into a sector that they would have never thought of going because they could go to their medical provider to get the pain medication that they need. Now, yes, we have a large amount of people that started taking it for funsies and then they got addicted. But that's not everybody. We aren't talking about a bunch of college students overdosing. We are talking about people of all ages with all sorts of medical problems overdosing. And you want to know what? I wouldn't be surprised if some of them are doing it on purpose. Who wants to live in pain? When you take a narcotic, you get kind of depressed. So it's already making you vulnerable to suicide. Then being told that your doctor no longer is writing them anymore, and that you may have to every day face pain, I'd like to know if some of these overdoses were on purpose. And that's tragic. And I get how people are saying, well, if Dr. Smith wrote Vicodin, that's going to turn a person into a fentanyl or heroin using addict. Not necessarily. We need to find these people that have pain issues, invite them into a clinic, and get them the help that they need. Now, maybe what we need to do is, for anybody that needs chronic pain medicine, they be a part of a treatment plan. Now, not everybody needs rehab, and not everybody needs to be weaned off their pain medication. We have some people with intractable pain. Intractable pain, compression fractures, spinal stenosis, major neuropathy, arachnoiditis, cancer. Let them, you know, there's people that need their pain medication. I get that. And but then you have others who are addicted and they just can't get off of it. And so they think they're in pain, but it was a perceived pain because they've been on pain medication so long. But maybe what we need to do is make it easier for pain patients to come in, be seen at specialized clinics. If you're going to spend billions of dollars, thank you, Obama, for legislating that, but why don't we spend these billions of dollars opening up clinics? And if you're on chronic pain medications, you go to this clinic, and you will be a part of a treatment team that addresses the pain, helps you wean off the heavy narcotics, helps manage your pain. I think that's better than just threatening to take away a doctor's license and pushing people to the illegal sector. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
This is Jessica Armand, creator of the fluoride-free oral care brand, My Magic Mud. You're going to love our new products. Our cutting-edge oral rinses deeply soothe your mouth and fight cavities naturally. Our breath spray, My Magic Mist, will invigorate your senses with essential oils of peppermint and eucalyptus. Our clinically proven toothpaste and tooth powders whiten your teeth and detoxify your mouth. Buy discounted bundles direct at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off with coupon code GCN10. MyMagicMud.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando Español today.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So a woman's contact lens was embedded in her eyelid for over 28 years. Magic goes to the eye doctor. They say, eyelid swollen, painful. You're like, something's in my eye. You're like, nah, I don't see anything. Apparently, there was a cyst. When they opened up the cyst, blister-like, you know, bubble thing, surgeon found a contact lens, a rigid gas permeable one. And this British woman is 42 years old, hadn't worn that type of contact in over 28 years. She started to have this little pea-sized lump below her left eyebrow. The cyst grew over 6 months, according to Fox 8 Cleveland, until it was visible on an MRI. She had swelling and then later pain, and then her eyelid was drooping. It was affecting the nerve and, you know, affecting the shape. Surgeons discovered the rigid contact. It was intact. It had been walled off and perfectly encapsulated by tissue. They had to remove it, and when they removed it, they did crack and chip it, so they couldn't give it back to her to use. Not that they would have. The woman was blown away. But then her mother remembered an accident when the girl was about 14 years old. She was playing badminton, and she was hit in the left eye by something called a shuttlecock. I don't know what a shuttlecock is. Is that the little badminton thingy? She was wearing rigid contacts at the time, and the contact in the injured eye was never found. The injury resolved quickly with conservative care, so the family thought that what happened is the contact flew out of her eye and was lost. So the girl, after that accident, was like, no, you know what, we're going to use the softer ones since then. So trapped contact lenses usually hurt. They irritate the cornea, which is the outer layer of the eye. You get light sensitivity, you could get redness. But this woman had no symptoms when the injury healed. And maybe it's because the contacts start to get embedded in the skin. I still don't understand, because you would think the rigid one, if it did get off the eye, it would be scraping. So, these gas-permeable contact lenses are made of a rigid, durable plastic that transmits oxygen, because you need air to get to the cornea. These are not the soft contacts or the old-fashioned hard contacts. Now, a lot of people do lose contact. Some of them, they lose them. They go, my contact went to the back of the eye. It won't go to the back of the eye. You have membranes and muscles and a variety of things that prevent something from the front of the eye going all the way to the back of the eye getting stuck in the brain. And there's ways to flush out or to manipulate it out if we have to surgically. But it won't get caught behind the eyeball. Because remember, the back of the eye is your retina, and the retina has to communicate with the brain. So the body is designed that you can't get things in your eye that can then travel very easily, like a contact lens. So doctors once found 27 soft contact lenses in the eye of a British woman last year, and that case was reported in BMJ case reports. Doctors found one clump of 17 disposable contacts in a blue mass in her right eye. Then they found another clump of 10 in the other. The woman, who had worse eyesight in the right eye than her left, thought she had lost the contact while putting it in. So she put in another one, and then kept putting in another one. So, I don't know how these things happen, but contact lenses, I was a contact lens wearer. I had to stop wearing them because eventually what happened is my eyelid, there's a condition where your eyelid starts to get inflamed and try to protect itself against the contact. So you start growing extra tissue. And it tries to prevent a barrier such that it gets to be kind of, you know, protected. And so I would feel like there was something in my eye every time I had a contact lens, but it wasn't the contact. It was starting to be this mass of tissue I was starting to grow on my eyelid. It went away immediately when I stopped using contact lenses. And that's when I went to use LASIK and, yeah. So if you do wear contact lenses, you got to throw them out. When recommended, you got to make sure they're clean, and you need to keep track. You have got to keep track. I can't tell you how many times I tried to take out a contact that wasn't in my eye, and I'm just sitting there touching my eyeball, and no. You need to literally, if you need to keep tallies, keep a log. And if you think you lost a contact, and you think it's out, but you're not sure. When in doubt, get it checked out. You know, we have this issue with tampons and people with toxic shock syndrome. They'll say, no, I think I pulled out the tampon. I think I did. And then, weeks later, unfortunately, they end up in the hospital. They forget. And a tampon could lead to bacterial growth that could lead to toxic shock. Not good. So, you have to keep track of these things. Also in the news, they say high levels of exposure to the insecticide DDT in women may more than double the risk of autism in their children. Now, we're trying to figure out why autism is affecting one in, 58 children now? That's a lot. A lot of children with autism or autism spectrum disorder. So they think maybe it's exposure to the insecticide. This last study looked for a link between the development of autism and two common environmental chemicals, DDT and PCB. Now, PCB, B as in boy, are chemicals that were used in many products, like, you know, electrical equipment, transformers, etc. In this study, that the PCBs were not linked to autism, but DDTs were. Now, DDT and PCBs have been banned in the United States and banned in other countries for more than 3 decades. But here's the scoop. They're found in soil, groundwater, and foods. According to Dr. Alan Brown, professor of epidemiology at Columbia University Medical Center in New York City, they break down slowly over time. Even though they're not produced anymore in the Western world, almost everyone is exposed to some of them. In our Finnish population-based sample of more than 1 million pregnancies, virtually all of the women had exposure to DDT and PCBs. Autism is a neurodevelopment disorder that affects social skills, nonverbal communication, we've talked about that, cause repetitive behaviors. Many of them may not connect and connect with eye contact. Maybe they'll have speech delays. Some of them may have serious cases, may have flapping, rocking, intense movements. Some of them may not be able to handle the stimulation of sounds or lights. And we don't really know why people have autism. We think it's genetic and environmental. Some studies have found links between certain toxins. But if DDT and PCBs are everywhere in the environment, that's causing researchers to try to find out, well, how much are they involved? They were able to match nearly 800 cases of autism in children born between 87 and 2005 to women in Finland who had provided blood samples. And their blood was tested for these PCBs and DDE, which is a substance formed as DDT breaks down. And they found that DDT, or the DDE, not the PCBs, were related to autism in the kids. Especially autism with intellectual disability. And they found that the odds of autism were one-third higher in children born to moms with these elevated DDE levels. Now, some people say, well, wait a second, my child's autistic and I didn't get exposed to, you know, any of these pesticides. Maybe you were and you didn't realize it. You know, I don't remember, you know, what my family members, we have 4 children in the family. Not my family, my immediate family, but we have 4 children in our extended family that have varying degrees of autism. I think in that case it's genetic. But, you know, you think back to see what we were exposed to. How do you know? I don't even remember anything in my pregnancy or their pregnancies. 1-877-DOC-FELLY.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise has led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.